In India, a state-run factory has stirred up a lot of controversy this month by launching a new product, a handgun designed specifically for women. The 32-caliber revolver weighs just over a pound and comes in a small bejeweled case designed to fit in a purse. And it's named after the young woman whose brutal gang rape and death in late 2012 shocked India into addressing rampant violence against women. Journalist Ritu Chatterjee is in New Delhi. Could you start by describing this gun for us? A company spokesman talked enthusiastically about its lovely looks.
Yes. The general manager of this outlet factory in Kanpur, about 300 miles from here, told me that it's a good deal smaller than the other revolvers in the market today here in India. That's supposed to make it easier for women to carry it around. It has a nice looking wooden handle, and its name, which is called Nirbhik, which is synonymous with Nirbhaya, or the fearless, which is what the Indian media here called the victim of the gang rape in 2012.
The gun's designer says that women who carry this gun will feel fearless.
No one I spoke with felt very comfortable about carrying this gun because, for one, like, carrying a gun is not very common in India, even though gun ownership has been going up in the last few years. But I think the vast majority of Indian women would feel uncomfortable carrying a gun. One 22-year-old young professional woman that I spoke to here in New Delhi said that, you know, she felt like having a gun would be like taking the law into your own hands. She felt it's a really extreme measure. Women say they would feel more comfortable carrying a pepper spray or a knife, but they're hesitant about getting a gun.
We should point out that we're talking about this gun as if anyone could just go out and buy it. But it is a very exclusive crowd who might be able to own this thing, isn't it?
Indeed, Aaron. So it costs 1,22,000 rupees, which is about $2,000, which is a lot of money. And that's about $600 more than your average revolver. So how many women are going to be able to afford it? Like this one young woman I spoke with put it really well. She said the women who can afford this gun are already leading very protected lives, traveling around in their cars. They probably have the least need of it.
So someone who's taking a bus is not going to be able to afford a handgun.
No, I'm not going to be able to afford it.
You know, I read in one of the articles about this gun that people are saying the talk of it is letting police off the hook. Sort of making women responsible for their own security when, in fact, the police are failing to do their jobs.
I agree, although I have to say that I think sensitization of police about gender violence has gone up just a little bit in the last year, which is a good sign. They are less likely to just turn their heads and say, no, we're not going to protect women, or we're not going to file a complaint when a woman comes to the police station. But yeah, I think most people agree that it is letting people off the hook. But there is a sense that women need to be able to defend themselves as well so that men become a little more hesitant about attacking them.
In the meantime, though, these cute little handguns are for sale. Is anyone buying them yet?
So they're not on sale yet. They will be starting later this month or early February. You know, the general manager of the factory outlet says he has 20 orders. So I guess some women will be buying them.
Ritu Chatterjee in New Delhi, thank you.
Thanks, Aaron.